kind of moving around in my spirit. It was moving around in my spirit quite a bit, and and I said, you know, let me look into this a little bit here. And it was very simple. I thought it was going to go real deep, but it was real simple. It was real powerful. And it's a salutation for all of the mothers. It's a word from the Lord for you, specifically for you mothers. And it says here, and Mary arose. I'm reading out of the book of Luke. I believe it's Luke 1. I didn't really put the address of the scriptures, but I'll read it to you nonetheless. It says, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo,
Hallelujah.
as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And the salutation is this: the Lord told me to tell you, mothers, all of you, there is coming a performance of those things which were told you from him. You've carried, you've delivered, you've maintained, you've poured in, you've done it all. And God wants you to know, just as Mary did with Jesus, protecting him, carrying him, God told her there will be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And God has the same salutation back unto you. There is coming a performance for you mothers that are in love with Jesus, for you mothers that have been staying in the rhema word. God told me to tell you specifically, there is a performance of those things which were told you from him. He's going to perform. There's coming manifestation
Yes.
for you. He's not going to disappoint you. He's not going to let you down, but God will perform the things in which he said. And that's your salutation. So, I mean, grab hold of it. Understand that God is
Hallelujah.
about to do something. I saw something really awesome in this scripture that two mothers were, I mean, so blessed. Mary literally was filled with the Holy Spirit, literally carrying the Holy Spirit, literally. And Elizabeth, from her salutation, was then filled with the Holy Ghost. The
Amen.
Lord let his location be made known unto mothers. I almost want to say first that he was truly located in them. And boy, they shared in that fact, they shared in that truth. And boy, if you read on and you listen to Elizabeth's further prophesying, you could tell she was filled with the Holy Ghost. And I know her son John was baptized in that very moment as well. I truly know. I truly believe John was also filled with the Spirit of God when he heard the salutation of Mary, because she already had the Christ in perfect location in her. She physically had him there, but now you spiritually have him there. And it's just as though she carried him, just like she carried him, you're carrying the fullness of him. And there is coming a performance in your life of those things which were told you from the Lord. God is going to show up and show out for you. So happy Mother's Day from the Lord. Happy Mother's Day to
Amen.
all of you. And be blessed today. Let your day
Amen.
be filled with
Amen.
peace, filled with joy, laughter, and healing. I pray that for you all. Earnestly. Earnestly, I do. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and get into today's message. It's not a very long message, but it's a very powerful message. The title of today's message is Greater is He That Is In You Than He That Is In The World, The Power of Knowing His Abode. All right, that's the title of our message today. God has been revealing to us, or the Lord has been revealing to us, his location and the fact that he dwells in us, and that There's a greater intimacy coming upon us because of this knowledge. There's a greater manifestation that's coming upon us because of this knowledge, that we're going to be seeing and experiencing a hundredfold of who Christ is in our life. All because of his goodness. All because he's been affecting our minds agreeably. It's come to this, to where now he's really revealing himself and how close he is. He's taught us that through his goodness, we abide in his house. And then he taught us via his goodness that his house abides in us. And that's amazing. More importantly, not just his house, but he himself abides right here in us. All of the contents of who he is are right inside of us. But there's an enemy that we've been up against. He that is in the world. I never really saw it, neither knew it like this. But when the Lord began to minister to me about greater is he that is in you, I was really interested to what makes him greater. And then I really wanted to get a greater focus on knowing who he is that is in the world. And why? It really, really, actually, it really points to why Christ dwells in us. It really, when you learn this, I'm going to be in the book of 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to not move out of there too much, just a few scriptures that we're going to look at. And we're going to get some real good understanding over in the book of 1 John chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 3. Now, stay with me now, because you're about to hear some things that I don't know that you've ever heard before. I don't know that you realize and you've ever realized what you're about to realize right now. But boy, it's going to put some arsenal. It's going to give you some ammunition to really, really, really imbibe the truth of Jesus living on the inside of you. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." Right off the bat, the he that is in the world is Antichrist. We're going to grow up a little bit more today and step out of the realm of just calling Antichrist the devil. We know that. But what is the spirit of Antichrist? And it tells us, John says right off the bat in chapter 4, verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." And so it really, really opened my eyes. I started to say, I got to see what in the world this really is. I got to really understand this, because Jesus later on in the scriptures, when we go a little further down, I believe it's the very next verse, he talks about, "But greater is he," which we'll come across later. But first, let's look at our nemesis here, the spirit of Antichrist. As we learn what this spirit is, we're going to understand that's why you moved inside of us. This is why you made your abode here. Now, the word spirit means this, and this is really, really something. It means human. It's the word is pneuma in the Greek, and it means human. Listen to this now. The rational soul, by implication, vital principle. Watch this now. This is also the word spirit, and that should be small s, not a capital S in that definition. It also means mental disposition. We didn't know this, but our mental disposition really speaks to us on what spirit is influencing us. Our mental disposition speaks to what spirit is moving us and what we're being influenced by. What I'm trying to say is, if you ever feel doubt, if you ever feel inadequacy, if you ever feel shame, your mental disposition will let you know what spirit is influencing you. That's why John said in verse number one, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Now look at how you can translate that. Beloved, believe not every mental disposition. All right? Don't believe every mental disposition. If the enemy's pulling on you with doubt and unbelief, don't believe that spirit. Your mental disposition tells you what spirit is influencing you.
Amen.
The word spirit also means an angel. It means a demon or divine or God, Christ's spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. It also just means mind. There it is again. All right. It means, now watch this. This is where it really kicked in for me. It means the power by which the human being feels, thinks, and decides. So the spirit that's over you and influencing you, the spirit of Antichrist, is what we're looking at. The spirit of Antichrist, if it's got influence over you, this is how you fall into feelings, how you think, and how you are ultimately making decisions. It's by a spirit which touches your human soul, which is where your spirit is. And that's why you're making decisions the way that you do. It means a spirit. It means a simple essence. Watch this. A simple essence devoid of all, or at least all grosser matter, and possessed of the power of knowing, desiring, deciding, and acting. That is something else. The spirit of Antichrist, the Lord traced it back for me. The spirit of Antichrist began when Lucifer fell, when he was kicked out of heaven and thrown to the earth. That's when the spirit of Antichrist was already here.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just come to being after Jesus ascended. No, that spirit that opposes God, because the word Antichrist, which we'll look at in a minute, means God's opposition. So it opposes God with everything that is opposite of how God believes and how God knows. It's a spirit that we were born into it, raised up by it, shaped by it. And that's why, I'm going to say it right off the rip, that's why Jesus has decided to make his abode in us. Because of that spirit that has been shaping human existence from the beginning of time.
Wow.
So the Lord said, I will make my abode in them. That yes. I will fight the spirit of Antichrist.
Thank you.
I will live in them so I can be up close and personal. I can be touched with the feeling of their infirmities, and I will fight for them, and I will win. I will save their souls, their spirits.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm coming to wash their spirits in my word. I'm coming to change their point of view, their opinions, and how they estimate life. I'm coming to show them what I have done and who I am and how I've called them to live. The spirit determines how we think, feel, act, and decide. You'll be able to test the spirit of Antichrist very simply. Because of the goodness of God, he's affecting your mind agreeably. Anytime it's outside of that ramification, anytime the thought is outside of God, you know it's Antichrist. Look who he's talking to here. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. He called them beloved. That means they're believers. He's telling believers to check it out.
Mm.
He's not talking to unbelievers, unsaved folks. He's talking to the believers. He's letting them know, hey, listen, that Antichrist spirit is going to try you. If it is not under the goodness of God, if it's not, if it does not match what God has been saying, you know you have another spirit trying to cause to influence over you. That's where the power of influence is, by whatever spirit is ministering. Hence, that's why God is bringing us into his goodness, because God is saying, I'm taking the reins of influence.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to affect your mind, your spirit, agreeably. No longer are you going to sit in a dismal way in a place of doubt and unbelief and sit there and just lay there dormant and let the enemy just run all over you like that. And then you accept life for whatever it is that's dishing out toward you. No, I'm changing that perception. I'm moving in and I'm cleaning. I hear prophetess prayer. I'm cleaning you up from the inside to the out. The power of the inside that's on the inside will be proven, praise God.
Yes, God.
It will be proven, because it's going to take over the spirit of Antichrist. Don't just sit there and think Antichrist is dealing, like I said, and meaning the devil. All right? Let me just give you this Holy Ghost note and we'll go forward. The meaning of spirit really reveals a lot. In these verses, John is warning us not to believe every spirit. The human rational soul is considered to be our spirit. That's what God has come to save through Christ Jesus. Unfortunately, our spirits or our minds have been well trained by the Antichrist spirit. This is why God wants to shower us with his goodness. He wants to retrain our spirits, our minds, and he's doing it from the inside out.
Amen.
It is noted as the power. Listen, it is noted, the spirit is noted as the power by which we, the humans, human beings, feels, thinks, and decides. Now we can better understand why Christ made his abode in us. To retrain, hallelujah, every time we're under this rhema word, under the goodness of God, we're being retrained and we're being delivered from the Antichrist spirit. Anything that is anti, anytime you have a doubt that God is able, that's Antichrist. So he's retraining our thinking. And he's giving us the capacity of receiving the contents of our Father's house. Wow, Jesus. Now, Antichrist means this. It means an opponent of the Messiah. He's his opponent. He's opposing him. It means opposite. So Jesus says life. Antichrist spirit says death.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, now let the weak say, I am strong. Antichrist spirit says, you're still weak. The spirit of Christ is saying, let the poor say, I am rich. Antichrist spirit says, you're poor and you're always going to be poor. It's opposite or instead of. I looked at that instead of. He comes instead of.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of. Jesus, my Lord. He also, it also means substitution. He's a substitute. He's an opposing substitute of where you should be being influenced by the Holy Spirit from within, by the Spirit of Christ within you, this pseudo substitute is coming to oppose everything the anointing and the anointed one stands for, which is life and life more abundantly. The spirit of Antichrist, which has been in the world since and before Christ's redemptive work. In fact, it has been here since the fall of man. In fact, it's been here since the fall of Lucifer. This is what has been empowering our spirits and minds on how to feel, how to think, and how to decide. It has been a substitute for Christ. And this substitute opposes Christ in every way. We essentially have been empowered to live completely opposite of the anointed one and his anointing. I'm going to say that again. I didn't make a mistake. It's not a typo. We have been empowered to live completely opposite of the anointed one and his anointing. That's what the Spirit does. It empowers your choosing, your decisions. It empowers your thinking. And think about this, beloved, think about this for real. How many years has this Antichrist spirit had such influence over us? Now we know why Jesus made his abode in us. Watch this. This is going to bless you. And I'm not going to be very much longer, but watch this here. Watch this. But greater is he that is in you. The very next verse, John goes on to tell us, you are of God, little children. Let's pause right there. Those of you that are being affected in your mind agreeably, you are of God. Little children, we know when they call them children, it's because the children, we all become like children, influenced like children. And the fact that we're our minds are being affected like this, the fact that he's laid the axe to the root, disconnecting us from Antichrist. Now the goodness of the Lord is really affecting our minds. We're stepping into a realm, hallelujah, of agreement with him that God is more than able. He can do all things, and our minds are being affected. We're not just quoting scripture, but our minds are being affected. He said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. How? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He that is in the world, we know, is Antichrist spirit. We understand that. It's the opposing doctrine of the world and of the enemy, giving us the complete opposite story of what Jesus has really done. He says greater, and I looked up the word greater, and I love it because I get so pumped up now knowing, oh my God, I don't have to sit in a place of desperation. I don't have to sit in a place of bondage. I don't have to sit in a place of sickness, neither disease. I don't have to sit in a place of being impoverished. I don't have to remain there. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. His influence is greater. It means larger. It means elder. He's the elder here. It means stronger. Oh God, hallelujah. It's used of intensity and its degrees is what the word greater. It's used of intensity and its degrees with great effort of the affections and emotions of the mind. What?
Mm-hmm.
He has a greater influence of the affections and emotions.
Oh, Jesus.
He has a larger, he's stronger, he's elder, which tells me he's wiser. My God, my God, my God, greater is he. I don't have to sit under Antichrist. I get to know the anointing. I get to experience the power. I get to walk in the glory of it. All of that. Because he's greater. All these things in which we've been trained by, all these things, my God, over the years in which we have been saturated under, influenced under. Jesus said, listen, greater is he, greater am I that's in you than he, Antichrist, that is in the world. I'm about to show you how much greater I am. And my truth is going to be the truth in which you live by. I heal, I deliver, and I set free. Hallelujah. He's larger. He's the elder in this situation.
Thank you, Lord.
Not wiser. Satan and Antichrist spirit is not wiser than our God. Oh, Jesus, I believe he said in the book of Proverbs, a man that winneth souls is wise. And we got to understand how wise he is. He knows how to deliver you from out of the trouble you're in. You do not have to sit there and try to deliver yourself anymore. You start pulling on the fact that Greater is he that is in you. Start to realize and start to actualize. Start to speak to him about that. Start to tell him, hey, now listen, I read in your word, you revealed to me in your word that you are larger, stronger. You are wiser than the influence in which I've been walking under. You are greater. And you're inside of me. You're up close and personal for the reason of saving my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can start to rely on him a whole lot differently now. And you can try the spirit to see if it's of God or not. Let's change that word spirit real quick. You can try the influence to see if it's of God or not. This is why we stay in our rhema, because our rhema is the discerner. It will reveal to us very, very quickly, whether it's of God or is that Antichrist. The moment the enemy tells you that God is not going to provide for you, you better recognize that's Antichrist. That's the wrong spirit.
Amen.
That's the wrong spirit. And that spirit will have the power on how you think, how you choose, how you decide, how you feel. He's had us on emotional roller coasters. I like how John says, you have overcome them. Them. What do you mean them? There are many spirits of Antichrist. Many. They come from one spirit, but there are many. Every doctrine or every verse in his demonic Bible that says opposite of God is another Antichrist spirit. Every single one, every single lie he tells, he's the father of them. Every lie he tells is another Antichrist. It's a part of the Antichrist. He said that John told them, yo, y'all overcame them. These people John are talking to, these some bad mamma jammas, you've overcome them all. And this is how you did it, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Every lie he tried to tell you, you overcame him by the greater one. The one that's larger, elder, stronger. The one that has the control of the affections and emotions of the mind. So now Satan or Antichrist spirit has control, has power. But the power of Jesus Christ in you is greater. Now it makes sense why we say all the time, no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon, no lie, no Antichrist spirit won't prosper. So now, here's your Holy Ghost. No, Christ in us is greater in every way than the spirit of Antichrist. His influence is stronger and more powerful than that of Antichrist. He is empowering us to think and decide even right now. We are choosing the anointing and not the rhetoric lies of defeat. We're not choosing that anymore. Why? Because the greater one has started to influence us with his goodness. He's affecting our minds agreeably. When that axe was laid at the root, he was disconnecting you from Antichrist. I'm just telling the whole truth right here. When that axe is laid at that root, he's beating down Antichrist in every single verse that he's written in that demonic Bible of his that comes against the Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm telling you right now, he's severing it right now. And he's going to use one of the seven spirits that you're going to function in. And I hear this by the Holy Ghost. One of the seven spirits you're going to start functioning is the spirit of quick understanding. Because he's affecting your mind agreeably so much that the spirit of quick understanding is about to stand up and be faster, stronger, and more dominant than the spirit of Antichrist.
Thank you, Lord.
That I'm telling you right now, one part of the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Holy Spirit inside of you, is that which is of quick understanding, which means quick of scent or smell. You will be able to discern immediately and not give way or thought to move with that spirit. Because the only thing it's trying to do is bring defeat in your life. But God is going to quicken you in his goodness and how he's affected your mind agreeably. And it's going to become a shield around you. It's going to be a shield around you. I see it like this, and I see this, that I've been seeing this quite often lately. It's going to be the cherub that guards the tree of life. It's going to be that cherub around your mind that guards, oh, hallelujah, the goodness of God, the thinking, the mindset of the Father. It's going to be guarded in you because of the spirit of quick understanding. There'll be no weapon, oh boy, at all that's formed against you that will have any type of movement. It won't prosper in any way. This is what the goodness of God is doing, and this is how he's doing it. He's causing us to understand the true abode of Christ our Lord, that he's abiding in you. If you were on the line on Thursday when Elder was doing a review, and then Evangelist Darrell chimed in and started to speak about that. About that right there, about the abode of Christ in us. And then I believe Jen talked about how it does create and protects and preserves the image of Christ. That's that shield that we're not going to have negative thoughts.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you now, he's moving it out because of the understanding of his location and now tagging this to it. And now you see why he made his abode there. He's moving out Antichrist. Everything that is opposite of the anointing, he's getting rid of.
Yes, Lord.
No more time to think like that, to wallow like this, to walk in emotional defeat. No more time. Why? Because Christ in you, the hope of glory, is at work in you. Understanding and functioning in the mystery is our only hope against Antichrist. And that we read this last week, but it's worth looking at again one more time, at least today. It probably won't be the last time. In Colossians 1:26 through 29, oh God, hallelujah. It says, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is, watch this right here, Evangelist Dara, I thought about you with this coming up. But now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. Among, watch this, among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Stop right there. Let's stop right there. This is being made known. Watch this. You're going to be blessed of the Lord. You Gentile, you. Yes, yes, don't be ashamed. Yes, you were Gentile. So was I. But look, he's making known this mystery, all right, among the Gentiles. Now, the word Gentile, I thought it was very interesting. It means the ones, it means accustomed by habit or conventionality. All right, Gentiles are ones that are customs. They're accustomed to things. Just like we've been accustomed to defeat. Oh, hallelujah. We've been accustomed to sickness and just ride it out. We've been accustomed to being impoverished and walking in lack. We've been accustomed. But what is he doing? He's making known the mystery so he can break your customs, so he can break your habits. Mm-hmm. So he can take what you used to say was conventional. Now, the word conventional means based on or in accordance with what is generally done or believed. We've been in a conventional way of thinking that if this is the way it is, then that's the way it's going to be. He's here. He's making known the mystery of his abode to break these customs, to break this, these habits, to break the old way of thinking. We were Gentiles. Some of us are saved, but still live like Gentiles. We still live like we were always accustomed to living. We still live in that old conventional way in accordance to what is generally done or believed. We're not out of it. What? Because he's not made known the mystery. But when Jesus starts to make known the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, he's breaking your old customs.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's breaking your old habits. Oh, my God, I feel the power of God. He's breaking everything that's opposing to Christ. To the anointing. You were a Gentile, but now let the goodness of God break those customs, those old habits, the way that we generally used to live, the way that things are, we used to believe, and the way things were done. No. He said, I'm revealing this among the Gentiles. Now, a Gentile can be a Jew. I'm going to say it to you plain as day. A Gentile can be a Jew. Anybody that lives outside of the custom of the anointing is a Gentile. Anybody that lives in the habits of this world is a Gentile. A Gentile is basically just a mindset that is devoid of Christ himself. That's what a Gentile is. And he said this here. He said, listen, I'm making known unto you the riches of the glory of this mystery. Come on, imbibe that. Take a good draw on that right there. He's making known unto us the riches of the glory of this mystery. I'm letting the Gentiles know. I'm letting those that were void of who I am. I'm letting them know that I'm right here in you. I am the hope of absolute perfection. He goes on to say, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do it? How am I going to do it? I'm going to do it by telling you his location. And when you understand his location, you're going to understand he's the one that's working in you mightily.
Yes, God.
He's the one fixing you. He's the one. It's not by your power, nor by your might. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's by me. I'm doing this in you. The power from the inside will be proven. Glory be to God. Warren 2, Paul says, I also labor, striving according to his working. And I love Paul, what he says, which worketh in me mightily. You got to recognize it. Recognize him. He's not far. He's nigh unto you. He's right here. He's right here. Be intimate with him as you get the revelation of his location. And watch how the mystery begins to, actualize in your life. The mystery of Christ in you, the hope of absolute perfection. Watch how your ducks start to line up in a row. Just watch. Watch what he does. Watch what he's doing. Because he's doing it. But you got to know the mystery. Stop walking like he's not there. Stop walking in every single day like he's so far from your troubles. You got to have faith in the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of absolute perfection. How am I getting that perfection? By getting his point of view, which means that's glory, getting his estimate. Getting his mindset. Walking in his opinion. I don't like the word opinion because he's not opinionated. Only thing he shoots is facts. Just getting his point of view, his estimate. Jesus. So he's breaking the customs, what we've been accustomed to. He's breaking our bad habits, which are that just negative antichrist thinking. He's breaking what we've always done and always believed. And here's your note. God is revealing the mystery of Christ in us, the Gentiles. to break our Antichrist formed habits and beliefs and customs. He is severing us from the old ways and old thoughts that oppose the effective power of his anointing. The axe is truly at the root. Knowing that Christ is in us is our hope of absolute perfection. I'm going to say that again. Knowing that Christ is in us is our hope of absolute perfection.
Amen.
Having minds affected agreeably to Christ's true location will intensify, listen to what he says, will intensify his effectual working that he is working in us. Did you hear that? Having our minds affected agreeably to Christ's true location will intensify his effectual working that he is working in us.
Amen.
It's truly our time to become just as he is in every way.
Yes, Lord.
It's our time.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's our time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He just gave you the power of knowing his abode. Just knowing where he is. It's amazing because Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, right? And I thought about this. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I just, this bugged me out. And I was like, yeah. But then you move that place into me. And then he said, didn't I say where I am, you may also be? I said, oh, you sure did.
Oh, wow.
You sure did say that. You're with him and he's with you. He wants you to know that you're with him and he is with you. It makes me feel like he felt when he told his disciples, he said, listen, I am not alone. I'm with my Father. He said, I'm never alone. Jesus realized the location of the Father. And he literally said it like the Father was right there. He said, I am not alone. I'm with my Father and my Father's with me. And he was serious. And I need somebody to know this today, right now. You are not alone. The creator of heaven and earth, the one that is all powerful, all knowing, he is with you. You're not alone. But you need to know that. And you need to understand the location of our God. He's made his abode in you. You're never alone. Don't let Antichrist tell you any different. Because let me tell you something. When you don't know that you're not alone, you fight battles by yourself. Because you don't have a revelation that you're not alone. So you fight alone. Why do that when the one that has finished everything is living on the inside of you?
Amen, amen.
He's finished every single thing. The only thing he wants to do is reveal it's finished. But walk in the knowledge of the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of absolute perfection. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Master. Come on, lift those hands if you don't mind. Lift those hands before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just a moment of intimacy before we close out. Just a moment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just imbibe for just a moment that he's right there with you. Anything less than that, and you not knowing that, is of Antichrist. He's trying to cut your source off. He's trying to make you feel like you've always felt. Jesus did not save you, neither move inside of you for you to feel like you've always felt, for you to know and think like you always have. No. The goodness of the Lord has come unto you today and unto me. This is goodwill towards men.
Thank you, Lord God.
That he would affect our minds to agree and know this. That it is Christ in us, the hope of all glory. The riches of the mystery are being unveiled and being handed over to us. The riches, what are the riches? The manifestations, because of knowing it. The ease in which he can touch you and lay hands on you. The ease in which he can shift your mind and put your conscience at ease is because he's right there. Now accept all of who he is on all sides. He's here. He's right here. And he's now. He's Shammah. He's there. It's so beautiful to know. If I have a pain in my left side, he can reach me. If my mind is off, he can fix it.
Yeah, Scott.
My pastor used to say he's a mind regulator.
Mm.
Now I know why. Because he's here. He's literally living in my mind. The God of the universe. He loves us so much. He said, you know what? I'll go and see about them. I'm going to move in. Because they've had so many years and centuries of being trained by Antichrist spirit. I'm going to go and make my abode there. That which came in one way, I will cause to flee seven different ways.
Yes, God.
I'll sit, I hear this, I'll sit in the throne of judgment within them. I'll scatter away all evil with mine eyes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'll simply look at every fault.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
It came in one way, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to split its atoms seven different ways. It's leaving out. Perfect deliverance. The reason why it's seven is because there are seven spirits up against that one spirit. The sevenfold Holy Ghost splitting that lie seven different ways. Your enemy doesn't stand a chance.
Amen.
His influence does not stand a chance. You will walk out. You will be free. In fact, the Lord says you are even now free. Recognize my location in you. Recognize it. I'm making changes that are eternal. And I want you to be able to receive the fullness of who I truly am. Walk with me. Walk with me. In the cool of the day, recognize me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
What is the cool of the day, Apostle? All day, every day is the cool of the day. It wasn't just sundown. It was anytime he was shaded by the rhema word. It was the cool of the day. Walk with me in the cool of the day. Stay under the shade of my right hand. Oh, God. Stay under the shade of my right hand. Realize I'm here. Realize I'm now. I live in the now and the future. And I know how to reach your past to annihilate it.
Oh,
I'm here. I'm here.
I can't ghost us.
Ooh, Master. Oh, yes, Lord. 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 Sister Javon, the Spirit of God said he's ironing out every wrinkle. He's ironing out every wrinkle. The precision in which you want. You're touching the place of absolute perfection. You're touching the place where you can absolutely perfect that. And that's what you've been seeking. And he said he's ironing every wrinkle. Every single wrinkle is being ironed out. Oh, yes. And you're going to walk in the glory of the Lord. Oh, yes. And you're going to share his glory. Oh, and teach others on how to walk in it. Helping to present every man perfect before him. Giving mysteries. But the Lord said you're in the place where absolute perfection is attainable. It's attainable. Oh, glory be to God. And all the wrinkles are being ironed out. To the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we bless you. It's our time, people of God. Stay close, stay close, stay close. Don't let Antichrist put a distance between you and your Lord anymore. Don't let his lies separate you. Because when he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, how Antichrist tries to paint a different picture. Jesus, I'm going to read these comments, and if you're ready to sow your seed, you can sow your seed. If you're ready to give, you can give now. You can give now. Everybody on the line pretty much knows how. We'll give you instructions on how to do that, but let me read these comments that came in. Evangelist Darrell says, for ye are as sheep going astray under Antichrist's influence, but now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. That is beautiful. That is absolutely, that's 1 Peter 2:25. That is so on point.
Amen.
Them is every person that is not speaking the truth. That's right on point. Those around you. Well, that's around us, government, media. That's who we're overcoming. That is so, 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 so good. I'm so glad you wrote that. Everything, that's everything, every bit of negative social media. All of that. Those are all, that's all the spirit of Antichrist. And we don't realize that. Don't just look for the guy with the horns, the pitchfork and the tail. Don't, no, that's not, no. Forget that nonsense. It's a spirit. They are spirits coming from a spirit of Antichrist that's been here from the beginning of time. Joshua says, amen. Elder Allison says, hallelujah to the axe. Erica, praise God, says, amen. And come on, people of God, you've gotten some serious arsenal today. You've gotten some serious insight today to why Christ in you, the hope of glory, has actually made his abode. Just listen, only thing you need to do is just, I mean, when I tell you to chill out, just chill out and realize his location and let him be the savior of your soul. Let him do what he has been ordained to do. He said, I made my residence in you to do a job and to bring a job that I've already completed to fruition in you. Come on, let him do his thing. But you just stay in a place of knowing his true location. The mystery. There are riches being unlocked for you of this mystery. Perfection's on the way. Hallelujah. If you're sowing, seed if you're giving. You can give to $to Cash App, $True Gospel Men's. If you're giving your tithes or first fruit or free will offering or sowing a seed into the word or what have you, you can do all of that through Cash App if you Cash App. If you Zelle, we're TrueGospelMens at AOL.com. You can do your worship and giving through there. And remember, every time we sow that seed, every time we give, oh boy, that axe is so laid at the root. God is opening mysteries to us, and he's severing us from all of this world. Every time we sow, every time we honor and worship God, there's just a move of the Spirit that takes place, and it's wonderful. So it's TrueGospelMens at AOL.com. And don't forget to wave it before the Lord prior to pressing send. Because in that waving of whatever gift you're giving, you're also recognizing the resurrection of our Lord. And everything around you, it will add to the power of his resurrection when you have a knowledge of it. Because as they gave, they waved it before the Lord. And they were waving on not the Saturday in which they brought it or the day that they brought it, but they waved it the next day, which was signia of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we got a rhema about that. That everything as we're sowing, everything in your finance, everything around you is just going to move in resurrection power. Yeah. And so you just imbibe that and just receive it. And just let it happen. God is so, so good. Well, that's all I got for you today. You guys be blessed. Mothers, you have a wonderful day. Have a great, great day. And if at all one of you moms are by yourself, realize the truth of the matter is you're not. You're really not. I know sometimes you want the human affection and all that stuff, but boy, if you want to turn down the affection of Christ Jesus for some human affection, I got to question what you've been drinking, you know, because there is no one that can love you like Jesus. And I mean that. He will pick you up and boy, you'll have a time with him. So remember, you're not alone. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God bless you. I turn it over to Elder.